Well, British police have reportedly identified the suspected perpetrators of the Novichok attack on former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. That's coming out from the UK Press Association this evening. It comes 2 weeks after the death of another woman, Dawn Sturgis, who was poisoned along with her partner Charlie Rowley, who remains in hospital. It's been claimed they picked up a bottle that the Novichok was transported in to the Skripal's house. So how does all this stack up? I spoke a short time ago to former British intelligence officer and chemical weapons expert Philip Ingram.
The reports are coming out that the police have identified the potential perpetrators, and that was going to happen anyway. The other thing that's come out is they're suggesting it's a team of up to six people. But again, for a professional assassination attempt like this, those are the sorts of numbers you'd expect, because this would have been an operation that would have gone on over a period of time, not just on that one day that the Skripal's door was contaminated.
So as a former intelligence officer, this seems to square with the way this kind of attack would have been carried out.
It does. There will have been a pre-planning bit where a pattern of life study will have been done against Sergei Skripal. There will have been the attack team prepared to come in. They'll have been escorted into the area and they'll have been taken away out of the area. So it fits well. The only bit that doesn't fit for me is this report of a perfume bottle and a spray. That doesn't sit right with me at the moment.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that, because when I spoke to you a few weeks back, you said you had been concerned that the container hadn't been found. Well, the perfume bottle is a container. Why doesn't that square?
Well, the container, I was concerned about that, but this stuff is so deadly. Whenever you're going to apply it somewhere, you don't want to have it in a spray, because that would mean that you as the attacker would have to have more protective equipment on, including possibly respirators and everything else, because of the potential of inhaling the spray or getting splashback from what you're spraying onto. It would be much better for it to be wiped on, and that would be much safer for the attacker. And that's why I'm not quite getting the perfume spray bottle piece. But we haven't got all the information on that yet, so there could be a rational reason behind it.
Now, as you say, the reports say that British police have security camera footage of the alleged perpetrators, which is said to match with Russians who entered the country at the time. Do you have any sense of where those people are now, and if they're still in Britain, whether they could be tracked down?
Well, the chances are, and it's almost certain, that they've been into the country just to carry out the attack and they've gone. Whether the whole team's done that or not, I don't know. But if they're linking, which they are, the records of people coming into the country, they'll link it to the records of people leaving the country. But remember, they will probably be entering and leaving under different identities. And if people have stayed, they won't have that information of those people that may have been in the country already and are still there. So this is a live, ongoing, very, very complex investigation.
We've already seen some very firm language from Downing Street about Russia's involvement in this incident. If this is the case that they've identified the suspects as being Russian, what might be the next steps in the investigation, and I guess diplomatically as well?
Well, I think the reference point is going back to the polonium 210 contamination that happened in London a number of years ago, where they identified the perpetrators of that and brought arrest warrants out and asked the Russians to fulfill those arrest warrants. The Russians obviously will then deny that it was any of their responsibility and not do anything about it. But if they can identify the individuals, they'll put international arrest warrants out. And if these people are caught again going through any international airport or anywhere else, they are liable to arrest. But what realistically will happen, I don't think very much.
And so how would you characterise how this investigation has gone at this stage, and how much further it's got to go?
Well, I think the lack of information that's coming out shows the complexity of it, and also shows that the classifications of the levels of information that are coming in, because it's not a standard classic police investigation where they can go out and gather all the evidence from the crime scene and take it away. A lot of the evidence that will be coming into this will be very highly classified intelligence that's coming through, that's helping to put people together. And the complexity of going through so many different types of CCTV over such a long period of time, not just in Salisbury and its surrounding areas, but also also in the airports and cross-matching that. We don't have databases that do that easily. So I think this is probably just, we're still in the early days of the investigation before the police can really put an end to it. And we've still got areas of Salisbury cordoned off. They still have to search and make sure that there aren't other objects contaminated with Novichok around the area.
Philip Ingram, thank you very much for joining us.
Not a problem.
Former British intelligence officer and chemical weapons expert Philip Ingram.